917 here with your host, Trent R. Nelson. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And what a wonderful morning it is to discuss Springfield Pride. And not only Springfield Pride, which we're seemingly always looking forward to. As soon as it ends, we're waiting for it to begin once again. But also the Phoenix Center. Because the Phoenix Center is, of course, a large part of Springfield Pride. It's a large part of many different communities. And we're so thrilled to have Dr. Jonna Cooley down with us this morning to discuss everything Phoenix Center as well as Springfield Pride. How are you today, my friend?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, every day is a great day when you get to have chats like this. First of all, it has been a little bit since last we spoke, so it's a pleasure to see you. But for those of our audience who maybe are busy living their lives and don't get over to Lawrence as much as they should, would you tell us what the Phoenix Center does, what it provides for the community?
Sure. So the Phoenix Center is Central Illinois' LGBT center. We've been around since 2001, and we provide a variety of services. We have our public health services, which include free HIV, Hep C, and STD testing. We provide harm reduction services that includes Narcan distribution. We have transitional housing. We have two programs, one for men and women who are HIV positive and homeless, and one for homeless LGBT individuals. We have support groups. We have a transgender support group, parents of transgender children support group, an LGBT youth group, a bi group, and then we have a lot of social and educational programming that we offer at our new building at 120 East Garrett. So we have like paint nights and game nights and social events there. We have a small Pride store at that location. And then we also have sites in Quincy and Litchfield. And then we're just getting ready to get our East Side location, which is at 704 South Dirksen. It's actually open, but our grand opening is in April. So we're just trying to, you know, get our services out to people as best we can.
Sure, sure. And those services must oftentimes be in diverse places because it is very difficult for people to travel oftentimes without our modern necessities such as vehicles and the like.
Yeah, especially in the rural communities, we find that not only do people have difficulty maybe getting to Springfield, but then also the stigma there is so much greater if you're part of the LGBT community or you're part of if you're actively using drugs or if you're HIV positive. Those are all populations that we serve, and sometimes the stigma is greater, and so people are frightened to even ask about how do they get to something or whatever. And so we literally take the service to the person. So they just call us and we meet them where they are.
Really brilliant stuff. And we certainly thank the Phoenix Center, you and all of your colleagues, for all of that hard and diligent work, to be sure. Now, tell us a bit about the upcoming months, because Pride's right around the corner. It might still be chilly today, but that doesn't mean it's going to stay like that. What do you know, Doctor?
Well, we've got all kinds of stuff coming up. We've got a couple things in April. April 6th is Club Lacage, which is our annual drag show, fundraisers for Springfield Pride Fest. And then in the afternoon of the 6th, you can come out and you can watch the video that was the documentary that was put together about Mahogany Knight, who's a local drag performer, and kind of her journey, which is an amazing production. And that's free of charge. You just show up and first come, first serve. And then that night, like I said, is the drag show. And then on May 18th is Springfield Pride Fest.
What a wonderful bunch of innovations. And certainly we're looking forward to finding our way to all of those. Now, oftentimes, if you were to read the national news, you might have heard or hear actively, right, that in certain states there is some hubbub concerning drag shows. Would love to ask you, what about drag or drag shows, drag performers, what about that clique, that grouping, that industry is misunderstood the most?
I think it's purpose. I think some people see it as a fetish or see it as something that is tied to mental health issues or deviancy in some way, and it isn't at all. I mean, drag goes back to Shakespearean times when women were not allowed to perform, and so in the margins of plays and things it said drag, which stood for dress as girl. And, you know, it's just kind of evolved over the years. And now, you know, the performers that are the people who are drag performers are people who have, you know, thriving businesses and work for the state of Illinois and work in social services and are medical providers and all sorts of folks that, you know, their talent as dressing as female or dressing as male, and then lip syncing music and having outrageous hair and outrageous costumes. I mean, it's fun. It's a form of entertainment. And, you know, there's no one in the drag community that's about hurting children or, you know, creating any kind of problems. It's just a form of entertainment. And, you know, in our state, we're very lucky. We have the privileges of having a governor who is supportive and laws that support our LGBT community. And I will tell you that pretty much anywhere you go in Central Illinois, drag queens are a hit.
They're a hit in many places across the nation, across the world. It is very reminiscent, as I often say, of just an old early 20th century vaudevillian performance where, you know, the stage performer knows how to do a myriad of different abilities or tasks, tell jokes, sing, dance. It is like a variety program that's live, and it's all very fun and whimsical, and certainly we're happy that Springfield is open to that sort of art and that people are able to open themselves to it, because it is, as you noted, more than just this sort of superficial, as you noted, fetishization or misunderstanding. But that is really the aperitif for Springfield Pride, which is coming next month in May. Last year, we went to the Pride event, and we're going to talk about it right after this commercial break. But when we come back, Doctor, I'd love to ask you both how last year went, how it went in the greater context of the Springfield Prides that you've been doing, as well as what we expect for this coming year. Are you down?
I'm ready.
There we go. Hang out for just a hot second. Grab a drink or something to eat. This is Business in the 217 here with your host, Trent R. Nelson. Catch you in just a second. And we are returned. This is Business in the 217 here with your host, Trent R. Nelson. We are still here with Dr. Jonna Cooley of the Phoenix Center. She did not leave. She did not leave in the commercial break. We appreciate that so much, as we appreciate our listeners. But Doctor, we had such a great time discussing before the commercial, the dreaded commercial, the purpose of the Phoenix Center, its origins to some degree. We spoke about the upcoming events going on across April into May, and we discussed a bit about what makes drag just another form of art that we should be open to experiencing and watching and enjoying where we enjoy it. But we have to get to Springfield Pride, which is, again, just at this point a stone's throw away, depending on how far you can throw your stone, of course. Let's talk about how last year went, and let's talk about how last year was in the context of the Springfield Prides, and then let's talk about what we expect for this upcoming 2024 edition.
Sounds like a plan. Well, last year's Pride was amazing, and one of the things that makes or breaks Pride is weather. It's an outside event, and the year before last, it was horrible weather. We had rain pretty much the entire day, but we still had a decent crowd. Last year, we had great weather. We had crowds upward of, for the entire day, somewhere around 25,000 people. So it was a great event. We started this event in 2011, and each year the event grows in terms of the amount of people that attend, the number of vendors that we have, the things that we have going on. And so, and of course, the more years we do it, the more people get involved, the more money we can raise for it, so we can have really good quality entertainment. And so, you know, this year's just hopefully going to be the best yet.
The best yet. And of course, outside events are at the mercy of the weather. And as weather becomes more difficult to predict, we will have to hope at times that we have these wonderful days like we did last year. It was a whimsical event. It was my first in Springfield, and it was certainly one to remember. Beautiful day, lots of happy folks. Now, Doctor, before we let you go, we know that you're a busy individual, and we do appreciate you coming and spending some time with us, of course, but what are we looking at for 2024, and what bits of tantalization can you offer us? And please, before you depart, let us know where we can find out more information.
Absolutely. So for more information, you can go to the Pride Fest website, which is springfieldpride.org, and it lists all of our information, merchandise vendors, food vendors, sponsors, All of that's on there. Plus, we're obviously in need of volunteers. We run this event on with about 100 folks helping us out. Couldn't do it without them. If you're interested in volunteering a shift, you can go on that website, click on the volunteer tab, fill that out. We'll get you hooked up with something that you might be interested in doing. And so those are certainly options for people. And then as well, you can see kind of the day's events and things like that. So the event kicks off at 11:30 with our Pride Parade that comes straight down 5th Street. And then that evolves to the ribbon cutting for the day's events. And then from that point on, it's just merchandise vendors, information vendors, get you some good food. We've got barbecue and corn dogs and French fries and gyros and lemonade shakeups and all the stuff you expect so you can get your food. We have a family area. This year it's going to have a Dr. Seuss theme. Our theme for the event is Enjoy Your Journey. And so the family area is kind of going to be based around, oh, the places you can go. And then the stage with live entertainment will feature a local band called the Girl Band, and then we're having the Brat Pack, which is kind of a regional band, and then at 8 o'clock in the evening will be the drag show.
A super duper big evening, super duper day as it were, with a big evening to finish her off with, and certainly it's going to be a great deal of fun. And again, we know that you're super busy, but enjoy the journey.
Exactly.
Tell us a bit more about that. We can't let you go before we get that information. What
right.
about the journey should those who are a part of the LGBTQAI community or just allies or people who aren't so sure yet that are trying to figure out where they stand in terms of allies, where they stand as people. What about the journey is so valuable for all of us?
I think that when we talked about having a theme for this year and we looked at different options, this just kind of resonated for a lot of people, and it really kind of was for different reasons. But for me, just thinking about it, you know, in talking to parents and talking to LGBTQAI plus folks and just in my day-to-day job, I hear so many stories of people who struggle with who they are, people who worry about what other people think. They spend a lot of time in that negative mindset. And I think that one of the valuable lessons that we can learn is to just enjoy the journey, to take advantage of every day, live your life, be who you are, because ultimately, you know, we're each responsible for our own happiness, and we can't be happy if we're not enjoying our journey. So I think that it's just such an important lesson.
A super duper important lesson. And again, we appreciate having Dr. Jonna Cooley of the Phoenix Center down to discuss such important lessons with us. And Doctor, will you come back before the Springfield Pride to discuss it a bit more with us, as well as what innovations have occurred since our last chat?
Absolutely.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Dr. Jonna Cooley of the Phoenix Center. She's the executive director. She has done us such a pleasure of joining us today, and we look forward to having her again. Have a wonderful day, all right?
All right, thanks, Trent.
Absolutely. Business in the 217, here with your host, Trent R. Nelson. Why don't you go out and enjoy all of that which Springfield has to offer, as well as learn a bit more about what the Phoenix Center does and how it looks to improve our community by offering the same types of services that we often take for granted to all of the people.